Hearings to heat up, Biden reacts. I'm Barton Eckert. The whistleblower controversy is having ripple effects. Kurt Volker caught in the middle of the complaint over President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine has resigned from his post as special envoy to the Eastern European nation. Nearly 300 former foreign policy and national security officials weigh in on the official impeachment inquiry. Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The officials have signed an open letter supporting the impeachment inquiry following President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president. A rough transcript of that phone call and a whistleblower report show the president tried to pressure his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate political rival Joe Biden. The former foreign policy and national security experts write that these actions are of profound national security concern. While not prejudging the case, the letter warns, U.S. national security will be, quoting here, unoffered to foreign governments if Congress fails to act. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
In Las Vegas, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden told supporters,
"We have a president who's violated his oath of office, a president who has put at risk our national security, a president who may, and that will be decided, the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime."
It was a good week for the cannabis industry. More from Jerry Bodlander.
The Senate's going to consider a bill that'll help legal cannabis businesses after a groundbreaking measure passed the House. It allows access to banking and financial services that right now are off limits. This is Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter.
This will improve transparency and accountability and help law enforcement root out illegal transactions.
Perlmutter says it'll also reduce crime because the cash makes the businesses targets. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Washington joining several other states in banning the sale of flavored vaping products. I'm Barton Eckert.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Make your home welcoming and beautiful this fall with Blinds.com. Every order gets a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That means that if you mismeasure or pick the wrong color, they'll remake your window treatments for free. Now through October 1st, go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off all custom blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. Plus, listeners get an extra $20 off at Blinds.com with promo code MTNEWS. Blinds.com, promo code MTNEWS. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A new survey shows airports across the nation are struggling to keep passengers happy. Correspondent Scott Carr reports that's largely due to there being more of them.
What is going on at the airport?
Is that the chicken or the fish? Chicken or the fish, sir?
With major terminal construction projects now underway in Los Angeles, Boston, Chicago, Atlanta, and many other airports, and the passenger delays and confusion they bring.
Could we put a dress code at the airport? It looks like a slumber party.
And they go, oh, I think I'll have the chicken. They go, we're out of chicken.
Air traveler satisfaction rates have stagnated at best, says the latest J.D. Power 2019 North America Airport Satisfaction Study.
What does it mean to pre-board to get on before you get on?
The common bond among top-performing airports such as Detroit Metropolitan, Portland International, and Indianapolis International is relatively new facilities that accommodate more passengers, offer easy access, and offer food and drinks from local sources. I'm Scott Carr.
And I'm Barton Eckert.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles.
tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
WMAL traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. On 395 northbound between Lee Road and Washington Boulevard, you'll still find some road work along the right side of the roadway, causing a brief delay. And keep in mind, the HOV lanes are closed for weekend road work. Also, we do still have a work zone on the outer loop between Arlington Boulevard and the Springfield Interchange. Watch for lane closures there. So far, a quiet ride on the Maryland Beltway. And no problems so far to report traveling on 270 from Germantown to the Beltway.
Sundays on WMAL. Hear everything you need to know. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. It's everything you need to know on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Power is a great deal during Ram Power Days. But when that deal is on the all-new Ram 1500, with available features like a 12-inch touchscreen, the largest of any light-duty truck, a bed with sides that double as Ram box storage, a tailgate capable of a 60-40 split, and a legendary Hemi V8 with hybrid technology, well, not only is that a powerful deal, that's the power to innovate. The all-new Ram 1500. Hurry into Ram Power Days for great deals on the most powerful lineup with the most horsepower of any full-size truck. Now get 0% financing plus $6,250 total bonus cash on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Bighorn Crew Cab. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 2019.
Dinner with friends, lunch with clients, family night at the ballpark, and of course, trips to the airport. There are hundreds of fun destinations in and around Washington, D.C., but there's only one parking app that makes it convenient to get there, Spot Hero. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest spots, then let you sort by price and reserve your spot in advance. Take $10 off your first park with promo code DISTRICT. That's promo code DISTRICT. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
We're here with Nate, who loves online dating. True or false, Nate, most people lie on their online dating profiles.
False.
Sorry, more than half of online daters are already in relationships and lie about things like their marital status, income, and appearance. But not you, right, Nate?
Nope, I'm totally honest.
Oh, no, you aren't. Turns out you live with your mom, you drive a scooter, not an SUV, and you're not a hedge fund manager, you're a hedge trimmer. Is your name even Nate?
I gotta go. Bye.
Look, people, you can't spell online without L-I-E. It's Just Lunch is the dating service you can trust. You deserve a love life that's every bit as successful as you are. That's why we deliver guaranteed dates with busy professionals just like you, set up by expert matchmakers who get to know you and care about your success. Get offline. Get on a real date and start making real connections today. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699 to learn more.
Norwegian Cruise Line brings you the sea, the sun, and now the sky. Introducing our Cruise Norwegian Fly Free offer. Enjoy free airfare to your cruise and start feeling free from the moment you leave home. Amazing destinations are now just a free flight away. Plus, cruise with free unlimited open bar and more. Cruise Norwegian Fly Free. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Free airfare on select cruises from select gateways. Restrictions apply.
Now, the
Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update, and what a week it has been in Washington as we seem to be headed down the pathway of impeachment. The impeachment inquiry hearings potentially beginning next week, even though they're on a recess. It's amazing when you try and step back and see what's been going on and watch what's been going on and try and get a handle on it. I think we spend so much of our time in the minutiae of, well, here's the latest soundbite and here's what somebody has to say this very minute about what just happened or what was reported by anonymous sources that just happened. And I'm at the point where anything that's attributed to an anonymous source, no matter where it comes from, New York Times, Fox News, Washington Post, wherever it's an anonymous source, I just don't put any credibility in it anymore because they're debunked a good share of the time. But let's step back and try and put this all in perspective. Now, the Democratic talking point of the week has been that Donald Trump committed a mob shakedown on the president of Ukraine. So let's try and put this all into perspective. The House Intelligence Chief, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, is Adam Schiff. Now, there's an oxymoron. House Intelligence. His opening statement this week in the hearing with the acting director of National Intelligence. Adam Schiff's opening statement is his own false and fabricated parody of President Trump's phone conversation with Ukraine President Zelensky. Adam Schiff misleads the American people with a false narrative, and Adam Schiff, with premeditation, does exactly what he accuses the president of doing. Adam Schiff commits a mob shakedown on President Trump. What am I talking about? You probably have seen the transcript of the conversation that President Trump had with Ukraine President Zelensky. If you haven't seen it, you've heard legitimate depictions of it. You've probably heard people read portions of it. So Adam Schiff opens the hearing. It is the opening statement from the chairman of the committee. This is what he presents to millions of viewers around the country because, of course, all the major networks interrupt the soaps and the other stuff that is on in the morning, joining with CNN and Fox. Everybody's carrying the House Intelligence Chairman, Adam Schiff, as he fabricates the phone conversation, and this is what he did.
This is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked. This is, in sum and character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office.
Well, that was absolutely a false narrative that Adam Schiff just did. And it's a betrayal of his office when he talks about betrayal of President Trump's office. So, mob shakedown, well, there's the new leader of the mob, Adam Schiff. Well, that's not the first of the mob shakedowns that we've seen on President Trump. We've seen the multiple mob shakedowns that have been committed against the President of the United States since even before he was president. The media mob that has been out to destroy him, 3 years of falsely accusing the president of colluding with Russia, repeatedly printing and airing false and defamatory stories with no consequences for their mob action. So there's the media mob. How about the mob of congressional Democrats? They've been out to destroy Donald Trump and destroy the Electoral College and the very foundations and rules of our American government. As an example, here's another mob boss, Al Green. Al Green is a congressman, and he was on MSNBC, and he talked about impeachment, right? Listen to what a United States congressman says.
Are you concerned that impeachment talk may actually help the president's reelection?
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach the president, he'll get reelected. So why would I want to consider the American voter? Why would I want to let the American people elect the president in 2020 when I can impeach him, when I can stop it? Play that little clip one more time.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
I'm concerned if we don't impeach this president, the American people might be able to vote in 2020 and elect the president of their choice, not Congressman Al Green, Democrat of Texas's choice, and the rest of the congressional mob. Well, that leads us to the next mob. How about the mob leading the FBI at the time? James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, I could go on. Don't have enough time. They sought to destroy the President of the United States, and they sought to undo the will of the American people. Oh, and while we're on shakedown language, Vice President Biden threatening to withhold $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. I'm sure you've heard the audio this week. Threatening to withhold $1 billion in aid to Ukraine unless they fire the prosecutor who, oh, coincidentally, is investigating a company that is paying his son over $50,000 a month to sit on the board of directors. The son of the vice president sitting on a board of directors, that board and that company being investigated by a prosecutor in Ukraine, Vice President Biden threatens to withhold $1 billion in aid to Ukraine unless they fire the prosecutor. Then brags about it in public, and you've probably seen it memorialized on video. So where is the real shakedown? Where are the real shakedowns? Adam Schiff is leading the one right now. He is the new mob boss. He accuses President Trump of asking Ukraine to manufacture dirt on Joe Biden, while it's Adam Schiff who was manufacturing the dirt on Donald Trump. And it was Joe Biden who manufactured his own dirt. Donald Trump simply asked the president of Ukraine if he could help to answer the same questions that the New York Times and Vanity Fair were asking in May of this year about the financial dealings of Hunter Biden and the relationship of Joe Biden and the Ukraine government. And the Democrats see that as the grounds of impeachment, that President Trump simply asked the president of Ukraine to look into something that looks very, very conflicted. 6:19, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Couple of work zones to be aware of on the Beltway in Virginia. On the inner loop near the Springfield Interchange, just a left lane getting by that work zone at this time, so do watch out for slowdowns there. And on the inner loop at near 236, we do have another work zone there to be aware of, and that is also in the left lane, so do be aware of that. Also on 395 northbound between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard, they're doing road work along the right side, so watch out for some delays there. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking pretty good today. We've got some clouds this morning. Sunshine this afternoon will be up to 91 degrees. And then on Sunday, we're looking for mostly sunny weather with a high of 87. Partly cloudy Monday, high 79. Tuesday looks partly cloudy, high 87. Wednesday, mostly sunny, 96 degrees for the high on Wednesday. Right now in Washington, it's pleasant outside. We're looking currently at 68 degrees. We're headed to 91 this afternoon. Quick program note. You know, Tom Rozelle is normally here on Sundays at noon, but you can catch Tom Rozelle live throughout the football season. His Ageless Health program has moved from Sunday at noon, now Saturday afternoons at 4 throughout the remainder of the football season due to our Redskins NFL coverage on Sundays. So catch Tom Rozelle live this afternoon at 4 o'clock right here on WMAL. The shakedown is on, but they are busted. How about Chuck Schumer? This is a gem from Chuck Schumer, okay? He's trying to perpetrate this one on the American people, right? This is what he said this week. This stuff is unbelievable that they try and get people to believe this. This is Chuck Schumer.
Where we can look at the facts, not the politics, and come to conclusions. Because without doubt, the White House and the President's congressional allies will rush to call this effort a partisan witch hunt, no matter how serious the allegations. But let me be clear, because I know accusations of partisanship are already being written, this inquiry was not taken up for partisan reasons, and it does not prejudge an outcome.
This was not taken up for partisan reasons? Oh, come on, Chuck. Are you kidding me? You expect people to believe what you just said? You know, there are a couple of people that I really admire in the Congress. One of them is Peter King. And Peter King has a way to really just kind of cut through to the truth. And he made a couple of comments. The first one is a short comment that he made on Friday. And this is how Peter King refers to what I was just talking about. And here's what Congressman Peter King, Republican of New York, said on Friday afternoon when he was talking about all of this mess.
It's really shameful, and it really shows more of a lynch mob mentality than a quasi-judicial deliberative process.
A lynch mob mentality, indeed. Earlier in the week, Peter King went on a little more at length, and I think he just has a way of putting things in a proper perspective.
There's nothing involving national security, and there's nothing that's even remotely impeachable. And you mentioned Rudy Giuliani's name. Rudy Giuliani's name was brought up by the president of Ukraine, not by President Trump.
Yes.
President Trump was talking about the investigation by the Justice Department into the genesis of the 2016 election investigation, which has nothing to do with the current situation. This is investigation as to why the investigation, why the whole Mueller investigation, the FBI investigation started back in 2016. There was information leaked from the Ukraine against a candidate Trump at the time. There's also the whole issue of the hacking, which again had nothing to do with President Trump. That was 2016. It's in that answer to that question that the president of Ukraine brought up Rudy Giuliani's name. And then
right.
President Trump, that to me, then prompted President Trump to talk about the allegations that have been made about Joe Biden. Now, to me, whether or not Joe Biden is going to be an opponent in the presidential campaign is almost secondary. If there's allegations about an American official who was possibly involved, the questions being raised about him, and the issue of Ukrainian corruption, the president has an obligation to raise that issue. There's nothing wrong. I have nothing against Joe Biden. Let me make that clear. But in his role as president, to me, it was a very legitimate question. I think the whole thing took about 2 minutes.
And, oh, by the way, those questions that arose about Joe Biden were not manufactured, as Adam Schiff alleges President Trump is trying to manufacture dirt on Joe Biden. Those questions were raised by the New York Times. Just important to put it all in perspective. Now, another person I have really admired for his perspective is Trey Gowdy. Of course, he has left the House of Representatives, but he still is very good at analyzing and getting down to what's real.
You know, 70 Democrats wanted to impeach him before the first word of the Mueller report was out. So those 70 are hardly objective. Then you had the Mueller group, and now you got the Ukrainian group, but there's a transcript. And I've read it multiple times. if there's a smoking gun there, I can't even find the gun, whether it's smoking or not. So Congress is entitled to investigate it, but it sounds to me like lots of them have already made up their minds. Mm-hmm. They don't want to disappoint the base.
So that's Trey Gowdy speaking with Fox News. So he mentions the smoking gun. The gun that is smoking has been firing blanks, and we're going to see what the Democrats actually come up with as they proceed on their path to impeachment. But I think we just kind of need to keep it all in perspective and look at the bigger picture when we try and put it all into perspective.
Everybody wants to eat better, and the only thing better than eating better is eating better while you spend less. That's what you'll get at your neighborhood Wise Markets. We've been busy lowering prices on over 7,000 items, from fresh to frozen and breakfast to dinner. Look for the low, low prices every day tag and watch the savings add up.
Eat better, spend less, that's Wise.
Have you heard that all Montgomery County youth ages 18 and under can now ride free all the time on ride-on buses? That's right, free all the time. Children under 5 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and all children ride at the discretion of their parents or guardians. Riders must show a Youth Cruiser Smart Trip card or student ID. For more information, go to youthcruiser.com. That's youthcruiser.com.
It's been reported that over 60% of small businesses close after just one cyber attack. But the good news is, we have a solution. Introducing Comcast Business Security Edge, a cloud-based security solution that automatically protects all the devices on your network. No additional installation or updates needed. The security is built directly into your internet, so every connected device is protected from things like phishing, malware, and risky sites. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Get started today with 75 megabit internet for $59.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Faster speed for your business, protection for all its devices. What's better than that? It's time to take your business beyond. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Offer ends 10/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Security Edge available for an additional monthly charge.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
If you're tired of the daily grind, it's time to give yourself something to really look forward to. Something bigger than the weekend. It's time to book yourself an escape. Get out of the city and breathe in some fresher air. Go to a place that moves at an easier pace. And bring somebody with you who will make it even more memorable. Dulles flies nonstop to 145 destinations worldwide. Start planning your next escape at flydulles.com/nonstop.
This is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. I'm glad to have you with us this morning, and we will be joined shortly by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. We'll be taking a look at the impeachment frenzy with Jennifer. Also, a very interesting poll number about politicians. Gordon Chang will join us. We're going to get the very latest on how all of this is affecting our relationships with China. There's been a lot of activity on the China trade front this week, and we'll get the latest from Gordon Chang. 7 o'clock, top of the hour, John Gizzi puts it all in perspective, the whole impeachment process, what's happening now, what's happening next. We'll also talk with KT McFarland, Cheryl Atkinson, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, all with very interesting perspectives on what is going on in the Congress and the possibility of impeachment. It's all on the way here on WMAL.
Where Washington's power players come to talk.
Hello, Mr. Vice President.
Mike Pence is here. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
And listen.
I listen every morning as I drive to the office.
105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In the news at this hour, House Democrats have taken their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. At the end of a stormy week of revelation and recrimination, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. Trump, for his part, insisting anew that his actions and words have been perfect, and the whistleblower's complaint about the comments to the leader of Ukraine might as well be the work of a partisan operative. Kurt Volker, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO who has been caught in the middle of the whistleblower complaint, has resigned from his post as special envoy to Ukraine. A U.S. official says Volker told the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, yesterday of his decision to leave the job. It follows disclosures that he had connected Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, with Ukrainian officials to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family over allegedly corrupt business dealings. That State Department official, not authorized to discuss the resignation publicly, spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. The State Department has had no official comment on Volker's resignation. Elections are underway in Afghanistan. A provincial official in the north of Afghanistan says insurgents firing mortars onto the city of Kunduz are attempting to stop voting in those national elections. A council member for the province says this morning the Taliban are also attacking Afghan security forces in two locations outside the city in running gun battles. Civilian casualties are confirmed. Time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAO Traffic Center this morning.
A little bit of heavy volume through the work zone on northbound 295 near Malcolm X Avenue. Do watch out for lane closures in that area. Now, keep in mind in the district that Beach Drive is now reopened between Joyce Road and the D.C. Maryland line. That long-term road work has been completed. On the inner loop of the Bellamy of Virginia near the Springfield Interchange, only the left lane getting by a work zone, and on the inner loop at 236, do watch out for another work zone there as well, causing a brief delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be summertime again today and tomorrow and for the better part of next week. We'll be up to 91 in the sunshine this afternoon. Sunny tomorrow, high 87. Partly cloudy Monday. Heats up again, though, on Tuesday. We'll be up to 87 on Tuesday, 96 on Wednesday. Right now in D.C., we're at 68 and we're headed to 91. 6:34 Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's me, Larry O'Connor. Let's talk about buttons. Not the buttons on your clothes. I'm talking about the kind you press.
Everyday buttons make our lives way easier. Fresh cup of coffee? Press a button. Top floor of an office building? A button. Kale pineapple matcha smoothie? Yeah, okay, a button. Now, if you have sleep apnea and can't use CPAP, there's a button that's a real game changer. It's called Inspire, and it's the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with the click of a remote. That's right, a button. Go from sleeping like this to this. No mask, no hose, just sleep, all with the click of a button. If you're struggling with CPAP, great sleep awaits at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation.
Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Power is a great deal during Ram Power Days. But when that deal is on the all-new Ram 1500, with available features like a 12-inch touchscreen, the largest of any light-duty truck, a bed with sides that double as Ram box storage, a tailgate capable of a 60-40 split, and a legendary Hemi V8 with hybrid technology. Well, not only is that a powerful deal, that's the power to innovate. The all-new Ram 1500. Hurry into Ram Power Days for great deals on the most powerful lineup with the most horsepower of any full-size truck. Now get 0% financing plus $6,250 total bonus cash on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Bighorn Crew Cab. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 2019.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Ballard. Jennifer Harper writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, and she joins us each Saturday morning. And how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I think myself and everyone else, I have a little impeachment fatigue at this point in time, but other than that, I'm pretty good.
A lot of people miss Sarah Sanders at the White House, but she didn't waste any time in speaking out on impeachment this week.
Absolutely not, and she has certainly not lost her touch, Rick, at all. In fact, as all of the impeachment controversy started percolating this week, she came up with a very short summation of what is really happening, and I took note of it in the Beltway. And here's the quote from former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. She says that impeachment is one of the dumbest and most ridiculous political moves that we've seen in history. She says, I think this should be looked on as an in-kind contribution to the president's reelection campaign. All this is doing is helping fuel his campaign. They're raising more money, they're rallying his base, and they're unifying the Republican Party by attacking this president. So that's a good summation, at least for this weekend, from Sarah Sanders.
Well, you mentioned energizing the base, and you look at Adam Schiff and his parody and how he basically misled the American public in his opening statement. It's shenanigans like that that I think will really backfire, because I'm sure Adam Schiff energized the Trump base in a big way this week.
I would agree with that.
Well, we know the media was basically pushing for impeachment even before the president was elected, but what do the analytics say?
Well, you're right about that. This is really interesting, because if you're sick of all the innuendo and the speculation and the unnamed sources and the wishful thinking and everything else that came along with the news media coverage, you have to remember that the news media has been in love with the whole idea of impeachment for a very, very long time. And you mentioned analytics. And our good friends over at newsbusters.org have done just that and pinpointed the exact day when the I word first came up in the news media, the I word, of course, meaning impeachment. This is coming from Bill D'Agostino. He is a research analyst for newsbusters.org. He says their obsession with evicting President Trump from the White House predates his actual presidency. By November 10th, 2016, just 2 days after the election, the television talking heads were already conjuring up theoretical scenarios in which Donald Trump would be removed from office. Again, this is coming from Bill D'Agostino. He's a research analyst at Newsbusters. He said, since then, TV journalists have amassed quite a repertoire of possible causes for a premature end to the Trump White House, including but not limited to his tax returns, his family business dealings, his home at home and abroad, his firing of various cabinet officials, and, of course, all of his tweets. And it's interesting also to note, I actually wrote about this in the Beltway not too long ago, that there were calls for the formation of a deep state before Inauguration Day. If you remember that very popular term, the deep state, even before President Trump took his presidential oath on January 20th, way back in 2017, veteran political commentator Bill Moyers, he suggested that newly defeated Hillary Clinton give her own inaugural address. And he said, why don't you advise Democrats to, and this is a quote from him, prepare by joining together as a movement and creating the constituency of what will be, in effect, a shadow government. Think about that. And even on Inauguration Day itself, GQ magazine said Barack Obama is preparing for his third term. So anyway, media and all the strategists always jump the gun on these things, and there's two clear cases for you right this morning.
Well, speaking of analytics, there's a poll out, not only in the United States, but a global poll, revealing the least trusted profession on the planet, and it is?
Oh, my gosh, everybody guess it what? It is politicians. The morality of politicians has emerged as a worldwide concern. This is according to a massive Ipsos global poll. This was conducted in 22 countries. And it gauged the reliability of 18 common professions. Here's what Ipsos has to say. Politicians are the least trusted globally. It's very meticulous research, by the way, Rick. The pollster says in all countries polled, politicians are seen as the most untrustworthy profession globally. Two-thirds of the public, that's 67%, consider politicians generally to be untrustworthy. And when you get into the real numbers and weeds on this poll, it turns out that only 2% of the world's population say that politicians are, quote, very trustworthy. Only 2%. Think about that. And also it says that government ministers are among the least trusted. Only 21% trust journalists and 24% trust TV news anchors. And if you're wondering who is trusted on the planet, scientists are the most trusted by the planet's general population, followed by doctors, teachers, the military, and police. And next in line is just ordinary people, so that's kind of a good sign. Again, this is a huge poll from Ipsos. It covers about 20,000 people in 22 countries.
Another article you wrote caught my eye, and that is the possibility of some increased competition for the Fox News Channel.
Yes, this is kind of an interesting industry story here. If you know about Newsmax TV, well, their motto is real news for real people, and the word is that they are going to up the ante. And Newsmax TV is available through really dozens of major cable, satellite, online sources, broadcast sources. They feature such on-camera hosts as Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Michael Reagan is also on there. And the network says they are currently reaching 70 million people. And that viewership may increase. And here's what Newsmax has to say. They are announcing a major expansion of their production capabilities. They're now ready to hire a whole new staff, even new talent. And you know how rare that can be in this business. And they've got an unapologetic conservative message. And Chief Executive Officer Christopher Ruddy, he says that Newsmax has spent the past several years building out Newsmax TV's network distribution, and they are now close to, quote, he says, mission accomplished. This is coming from Talkers Magazine. That's a broadcast industry publication. Anyway, Mr. Ruddy is now hiring dozens, they say, of producers, bookers, correspondents, anchors, and show hosts. This is, again, coming from Talkers Magazine, an interesting publication. And Newsmax itself has had meteoric growth. This is what Mr. Ruddy is saying himself. And he believes there is room for more conservatives in American media. Here's kind of the giveaway here. He says, I like Fox News Channel, but we believe the country needs more conservative voices, not less. Imagine if there was just one conservative website or just one talk radio network. And he's saying he's planning to muscle up his network and up the competitive ante for the 2020 presidential election. And one more thing, if you know anybody in the business who might be looking for a job, Newsmax TV is based in New York, and Talkers Magazine is advising interested potential staffers to send their resume to, you got it, jobs@newsmax.com. So that's your latest about the business, and could be an interesting dynamic in 2020 if Newsmax does what it says it's going to do.
Get my pen out. Jennifer Harper inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. As always, a pleasure to have you with us. You can follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much, Rick. Have a great day, everybody.
We'll try. It's 6:45 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
You'll find some slow-going traffic on northbound 395 between Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard, where the right lane is closed for construction. Heavy traffic there. And on the inner loop at the Springfield Interchange, there is construction. Roadway reduced to one lane, only the left lane getting by at this time. So watch for slowdowns there as well. Also, there is the long-term work zone on DC 295 southbound Pennsylvania Avenue. Two lanes are maintained, but the lanes are shifting to the left, so do be aware of that. So far, not seeing any delays through that work zone. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for sunshine this afternoon, a high of 91 today. Sunny tomorrow, high to 87. Cloudy Monday, high 79. Partly cloudy Tuesday, up to 87. Mostly sunny Wednesday with a high of 96. It's 68 right now, headed to 91 this afternoon. 6:46 on the Saturday Morning Update. We'll talk with Gordon Chang. That's next.
It's been reported that over 60% of small businesses close after just one cyber attack. But the good news is, we have a solution. Introducing Comcast Business Security Edge, a cloud-based security solution that automatically protects all the devices on your network. No additional installation or updates needed. The security is built directly into your internet, so every connected device is protected from things like phishing, malware, and risky sites. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Get started today with 75 megabit internet for $59.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Faster speed for your business, protection for all its devices. What's better than that? It's time to take your business beyond. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Offer ends 10/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Security Edge available for an additional monthly charge.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. I was just with my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams, and I got to talk with one of their dear clients, Leisha Saunders. Leisha, what made you call Debbie and Sarah?
My buzzword was buyers.
Had you tried selling your home before when you called them?
I had previously listed my property with two other realtors.
How was your experience with Debbie and Sarah different than that of the other two realtors?
When I called the Reynolds team, they said, we can give you what you need, the buyers that you need. Once I listed my property with the Reynolds team, it was on the market 10 days. I was amazed.
It sold in 10 days when two other agents couldn't get it sold at all. Wow. Did you end up getting the price you wanted?
Not only did I get the price I wanted, I got the price I wanted as is.
What would you say to those that are needing to sell their home?
If you want to have your property sold quickly, Debbie and Sarah are the ones to call.
Call Debbie and Sarah today, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy!
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's 6:50. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and it is great to be joined by Gordon Chang. Of course, he is the author of The Coming Collapse of China, also Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. And Gordon, we follow you at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter and keeping up on a lot of the things that involve Asia with the United States. Of course, the China trade talks. There's talk that the Trump administration is considering delisting Chinese companies from U.S. stock exchanges. Now, the report was out on Reuters and, of course, went everywhere yesterday. And they're portraying as it would be a radical escalation of U.S.-China trade tensions, and the move would be part of a broader effort to limit U.S. investment in Chinese companies, one saying it was motivated by the Trump administration's growing security concerns about the company's activities. How do you put that in perspective, Gordon?
Yeah. Good morning, Rick. I think the important thing here is that for many years, Chinese companies have not been disclosing crucial information to U.S. investors. They've absolutely been resisting to do that. And now, the U.S. Congress and President Trump are concerned and want U.S. companies to come into compliance and will force them off the exchanges if they don't. This was a long time coming, and clearly this is what we should be doing.
Now, how big of an issue would that create for China? And I ask that question because there's a report in the South China Morning Post. It was there yesterday. The headline on it, U.S.-China trade talks can progress if both sides are proactive. Now, this is from the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. He is hoping for continued momentum after recent goodwill gestures from Washington and Beijing. Top-level talks expected to resume in the U.S. in 2 weeks' time. Now, is this just jockeying for position, or is there something to what he is saying?
Well, clearly China needs a trade deal. Its economy is crumbling. The numbers for September show that the crucial manufacturing sector declined for a fifth straight month. We're seeing some very bad numbers out of the consumer sector as well. So China does need some accommodation with the United States. A lot of people say that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, is waiting for the impeachment inquiry to run its course, and therefore they think they can get a better deal from the next president. That's, I think, a mistake because in November 2020, there might not be much left to the Chinese economy. Also, you're going to have a lot of U.S. companies and other companies leave China because of this continued trade friction. So I think the Chinese really do want to do a deal, though. I don't think they're willing to make any concessions of substance.
Well, we saw the UN General Assembly meeting this week, and also we have seen the talk of impeachment. And from what you saw of the meetings, what you saw of the president in the meetings, and the after effects of those meetings, what is the overall effect of the impeachment talk on Trump negotiations, not only with China and North Korea, but in general globally?
Yeah, I think that President Trump just continues to power on. So I think the effect is a lot less than people say. You know, people say, of course, the impeachment inquiry is important. You know, it's a milestone event in American history, so therefore it must have some effect on the president. But you don't see President Trump trying to rush to do a deal with China, and you see him really continue pretty much the same way. I think he had a very good UN speech on Tuesday. It was a continuation of his two previous UN speeches, where he talks about the world in realistic terms. This was a good dose of medicine for the UN General Assembly, because mostly leaders, including American ones, have got lost in their own rhetoric. Trump was down to earth. This was a really good speech on the part of the president.
So today marks the fifth anniversary of the beginning of the umbrella movement, the protests in Hong Kong. And first off, the phrase umbrella movement, where does that come from?
Well, it does come from 5 years ago, from those protests where protesters use umbrellas to protect themselves from tear gas and pepper spray. So that has become a symbol, and today, in the demonstrations that we have seen since April, people have been carrying umbrellas, and so it is symbolic.
Now, we've seen quite a bit of violence in the recent months. You're monitoring this very closely this morning. What are you seeing so far out of Hong Kong?
Well, so far, and there's going to be a big protest at Tamar Park, and we don't know where this will go. There are really two types of protesters, Rick. There's, ordinary Hong Kong citizens, very peaceful, 1 million, two million people in the streets. But also there's about 1,000 or 2,000 young protesters dressed in black and riot gear, and they have been carrying on an almost nightly skirmish with the Hong Kong police. We're going to see both protests in a few hours, and this is going to be interesting. All day today, young protesters have been recreating these Lenin walls throughout Hong Kong, and that is a sign that this is going to be a consequential night.
So at this point, what do you see as the goal? Where does it lead? Where do they want this movement to end up?
The protesters said they have five demands. Government has met one of them, which is the permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill, which triggered the protests in April. But clearly, people are singing songs, an anthem, and an anthem is sort of like a prelude to a formal republic. You see people talk about liberate Hong Kong, the revolution of our times. They're now putting together a national flag. So I think all of this is leading to a separate Hong Kong from China. Many people say it's impossible, but I don't think China has any real options on Hong Kong right now. It's become a bystander to protests. And remember that in Chinese history, regimes have fallen when they've had troubles on the periphery and haven't been able to deal with them.
One other anniversary of note, it is the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. That takes place, I believe, Tuesday. And what do you expect to see in terms of that commemoration? What is their messaging?
There's going to be a massive military parade in the center of Beijing where people are not going to be able to watch except on TV. And this is a sign of insecurity, deep insecurity on the part of Xi Jinping. There's going to be a lot of protests in Hong Kong on that day because people don't want the Chinese there. And so we're going to see two very different expressions October 1st, a big military parade and popular protests on the periphery of Chinese soil.
Well, Gordon, we'll be watching for your coverage throughout the weekend and then, of course, in the week ahead on the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. As always, Gordon Chang, thank you very much. And you can watch Gordon's tweets on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Thank you very much, Gordon.
Thanks, Rick.
6:58, Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
It's quite remarkable.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill.
See how that works?
Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's apparently that easy.
More details at WMAL.com.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Can you help me get my yard cleaned up? I've got junk piled everywhere.
Sure, we can do that.
Can you take some stuff from my garage, too?
We can do that.
And my attic?
All you have to do is point.
I hope you're bringing a big truck.
Our trucks hold 7 times the volume of a pickup truck, but you pay only for the percentage of the truck you use.
What if quitting time comes and they're not quite done?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Can you come right now?
We can be there in 90 minutes.
It's too late to call it spring cleaning, so can I mark this down as spring cleaning for next year?
We bring the springtime with us.
So you can make it springtime anytime?
We can make it springtime anytime.
Wow.
When you want it to feel like springtime, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
We can make it springtime anytime.
What's the best way to grow your money? While you're sleeping. It's called your investment income. Need good fiduciary advice? Go to GrahamCapitalWealth.com.
Washington's Mall.
It's a real pleasure to talk to you, but I have to disagree with you.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Are you kidding me?
Where Washington comes to talk. WMAL FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. It's 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.